With the first missile strikes, just after dawn, Rafe had everyone move down to the reinforced sub-basement parking area. It might not help, but it gave an illusion of safety and a better space to work in. He had the pirate's Ansible out of its casing and had been struggling with it for hours. He could listen to any all-ships transmissions or tune to individual ships using the list Xenarthos had downloaded. He could even understand some of the pirate jargon. But so far, he had not been able to find or create a channel on which he could contact the system Ansibles or the fleet from Moray. A tech who had never worked on Ansibles before had been able to give Kai secure channels on one of these things, and he couldn't do it. Ridiculous. And Toby, a mere boy, had outsmarted ISC's lockout from the system Ansibles. He'd taught Toby. If the boy had extrapolated from what Rafe taught him, then Rafe surely should be able to figure it out. He'd have asked the local technicians to help, except he'd sent the entire Ansible repair and maintenance section out to the Ansible platforms. He stared at the uncommunicative guts of the Ansible and wished he could express his feelings and smash it to atoms. It seemed emblematic of his life. Promises not kept, hopes not fulfilled. Great effort that ended in great anguish. Amel had been monitoring Ansible activity until this last wave, when the last two communication satellites within range died. The irony of being the head of the greatest communications network in the history of humankind, and yet unable to call his family a mere 1,000 miles away, let alone get a line off planet, was not lost on Rafe. But he was in no mood to laugh, even bitterly, as he sat cross-legged beside the Ansible.
That's the end of it. We existed because we delivered what we promised. Communication anywhere, instantly.
All the platforms may not be down.
They don't do us any good if we can't communicate with them.
It'll be easier to rebuild if we don't have to start from scratch.
Rafe blinked. She had slept for a few hours while he continued to work on the Ansible, and now sounded far more hopeful than he felt.
You're right. I'll try to remember that.
You might try to sleep. You've been up most of the last week.
Rafe looked around the area. Over half the people there were asleep, huddled under emergency blankets. Penny had snatched pillows and blankets from the visitors' quarters where she'd first stayed. Now she pushed an armful at Rafe.
All right, but I don't think I can actually sleep.
Rafe woke to a vile stench and a movement of the floor beneath him, as if someone had picked up and dropped the whole building. He never could tell, then or later, which had come first. The overhead lights flickered, then steadied again. Penny had her hand on his shoulder. His eyes still burned, but he felt more awake.
How long have I...
3 hours.
What's that awful smell?
What smell?
You don't... Oh.
The cranial Ansible. He wondered if the concussion that shook the building had shaken his head, made it come on. It couldn't be anyone calling. Parmina had gotten the code from his father, but Parmina was dead. Only Kai, and she was dead too. The stench intensified.
What if Kai isn't dead? Where are the cables?
He hadn't had them for days. He remembered then that he'd pulled them from his pocket and dropped them in the bottom left drawer of his desk, thinking them useless.
I have to go upstairs.
You can't. What if it's not there? If there are more explosions?
I need a power cable for an implant jack.
Penny stared at him.
Why?
I can't tell you. I just do.
Is something wrong with your implant?
No, I just need an external power source.
The smell was nauseating now. He scrabbled in the tool and supply kits he'd brought down to use on the Ansible.
Yes!
It wasn't the custom one, but it should do. Ansible-compatible power supply jack. But the other end was meant for a low-voltage battery, none of which were in the toolbox. A transformer, then. A universal adapter to mate the non-compliant plugs and sockets. And now to find an outlet.
Penny, don't let anyone disturb me for a bit. I'm going to be fairly incoherent.
He tested the output of the transformer first, dialed it down to the correct voltage, and hooked up the lines. Just as he plugged it into his socket, he wondered if this was really such a good idea. Penny stared at him, unspeaking, but clearly worried. Kai was there. Like coming out of dark into light, out of storm into peace. The voice he had never thought to hear again.
Rafe! You're alive!
I'm definitely alive.
What's going on?
We're outnumbered. We can't stop all the attacks. Which Ansible platform's the most critical?
Are any of them still up?
Three are, but one of them's up and down. Only one has gone completely. Six. If we can only save one, which...
Pick the easiest. They're all fully redundant. Do the attacks on the platform stop if the Ansible goes down?
Yes, though I don't know if that's just until they knock them all out.
I thought you were dead. They said... Mori said you were dead.
Yes, well... It was supposed to give Turek false confidence and delay his attack on you. Unfortunately, with over 300 ships, he has reason for plenty of confidence. You have a captured pirate Ansible down there, don't you?
Yes. But I can't use it. I can't get it onto whatever channel you use, and I don't know your access codes.
I'm squirting you a conversion set, including codes. When you have it up and running, use that to communicate with us. We're having problems coordinating with your people.
Jamie Driscoll? That's our commander.
On an ISC ship or one with a Nexus system beacon?
ISC. Raging Torrent, I think it is. I grabbed the best ships we had left, put him in charge, and we upgraded as much as we could in the time we had. But we have no shipboard Ansibles and depend on booster units.
Well, most of your fleet's pretty well destroyed, as at Boxtop.
Most of them were uncrewed, on AI control. Decoys we hoped Turek would spend munitions on.
And he did, just not enough. I'm guessing Driscoll's commanding those ships over by Nexus One?
Right.
What I'd like to do is pair his ships with ours. We could use more firepower, and he needs the communications. But so far, he hasn't agreed. If you get that pirate Ansible working, we can relay you through that to him, and maybe he'll listen to you.
Damn it, I told him to cooperate.
Well, fix that Ansible, and you can tell him again. I can't court-martial him for failure to obey orders when he doesn't think I'm his commander.
I'll do that. Anything else?
I'm glad you're alive.
Likewise.
Rafe's throat closed on everything else he wanted to say. And before he could get it out, Kai had closed her end of the connection. And he had another set of smells to deal with. He closed the internal switch and opened his eyes to find Penny sitting right in front of him. Gary behind her, shielding him from the view of others.
What? Did I twitch?
You were talking to yourself. And I'm thinking that's a kind of skull phone, only it's not just a skull phone.
It's something that doesn't exist. And we never mention it.
Penny's brows went up.
I've seen you, remember? And heard you? In addition to that, why are you suddenly happy?
Rafe tried to scowl, but couldn't. Kai was alive. They might both be dead soon, but right now, this moment, she was alive, and he had heard her voice.
Happy?
Happy. You know something good, and you're refusing to share. That's not very cooperative.
I can't discuss it now. But I know how to fix that Ansible, and I need to do it now.
Penny gave him a dirty look as he unplugged and coiled all the cables and moved back to the Ansible. He shook his head when he looked at it.
I should have seen this last night. I was just too tired.
The new information in his implant enhanced his moves, but he could see it for himself. This here, reverse this, add this, and it would have three times the channels. He plugged it in again, entered the access codes Kai had given him, unfolded the view screen, and made his first call. Not Kai, but a broad-faced young woman seated at a console. The video pickup also included objects behind her, including an enclosed egg-shaped object with someone inside. Kai? He couldn't see it clearly.
New node. This is Nexus 2 Planetside ISC?
Yes. I'm Rafe Dunbarger,